Hey, everybody, it's Nurse Kelly, and you are listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler, our podcast. I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. Thank you so much for joining us again today. Today's topic is basically my friendship with Sarah Gaines, and I'm so excited for you guys to meet her. She's awesome, but I guess if you really wanted to put a topic over it, she's an incredible influencer. She's got a six-figure travel nursing program that she's going to talk about today. So we have a lot of really cool things for her as an influencer in the travel nursing industry to be able to discuss with you guys and to offer. So I won't waste any time. Sarah, will you say hi to everybody and give yourself a quick intro?
Of course. Hey, everybody. My name's Sarah Gaines. You gave me a really good intro so far. I'm a labor and delivery nurse. I've been a nurse for about 7 years now. I've been traveling for four, so I've officially been a travel nurse for longer than I ever was a staff nurse. I love it. I can't do anything else. And I do a labor and delivery. And yes, I have the six-figure travel nurse course, which we'll jump into a little bit later.
Yes, I love it. And I'm super protective over Sarah, everyone that's listening, because we became friends, fast friends. And now we've got a lot of fun stuff to share with you guys. So she's awesome, and I'm super pumped for this. I wanted to start, though, this podcast again, kind of if you've been new to the podcast or you're not new, either way, we started a new segment a couple weeks ago that's kind of like we want to share a Wanderly fun fact in the beginning of every podcast. So I just was talking to Sarah about this, but the fun fact for this week is that Wanderly, we've decided to go live on Facebook twice a week. So because we're so busy, it's craziness, it's awesome, but we can't commit to specific days right now, but we always will let you know beforehand when we're going live, and we just share some fun stuff about what's happening with our technology, what's happening in the industry. So be sure to check that out, but that's our fun fact for today. So let's get into you, Sarah. So, okay, will you tell everybody how you got into nursing, your favorite assignment, like just some fun stuff about you and the travel world?
Of course. So I actually kind of jumped into travel nursing like in an untraditional way. It actually was a tragedy. My dad passed away from cancer in 2015. And I was devastated, and I was living in a different city at the time, working and living in a different city. And I really needed some time off after he passed away. So before he passed away, I was his hospice nurse. I took care of him. And I held his hand until he took his last breath. And so he passed away on Sunday, and his funeral was the next Sunday. And my job wanted me back to work on Monday. So I literally like went to his funeral on Sunday, drove 5 hours to get to work on Monday. And of course, when I got to work, I thought I was going to be okay, even though my vacation time was denied. But as soon as I was taking care of my patient and she called her dad into the room to see his first grandchild, I just like started bawling. I was just like, my dad's never going to see my grandkids. He's never going to see me get married. Like, it was just super hard for me to keep it together. So I just stepped out the room and I was crying. And my manager walked up to me and was like, Sarah, I know that you're going through a lot and this is hard for you, but you need to get it together. You're making a scene. And I just like,
hell no.
I know. It was like, it's so crazy in hindsight that all this happened. But yeah, that's definitely how it went down. So I wanted to quit at that moment, of course, but I honestly couldn't. I wasn't in the position to be like, you know what? I'm done. Bye. Because I was taking care of my family financially, especially after my mom lost my dad's income and he was the breadwinner and she needed help with the bills or we were literally going to lose the house. So I just had to suck it up and wipe my tears. And that's exactly what I did. I just wiped my tears, went back in my patient's room and went back to work. But I knew at that moment that I had to get out of that situation. I was just like, I can't do this. And me and my dad had actually talked about travel nursing before he passed away. My dad was a world traveler. He actually lived abroad in Europe for like 10, 15 years. And he always told me, Sarah, you should be a travel nurse. That'd be so cool. And I was like, no, I mean, it sounds cool, but I just never really did it. And so basically that day after all that happened, I was sitting in the break room and I was eating lunch and I was just sitting there thinking like, what am I going to do? and I was looking for jobs to apply back in back to where closer to my parents' house. And so I was just looking up jobs, and then I was going through my email, and I saw an old email from my dad, and it was for a travel nursing position. And I just kind of like, you know, I looked over it, skipped over it, whatever. But then a recruiter called me while I was on my lunch break. And I had randomly like filled out my name on some like random website. So I'm sure that's how this random recruiter got my info. But the recruiter called and was like, hey, I have this really great position. You know, it's in this city. And long story short, the travel nursing position was 10 minutes from my parents' house. It was way more money than what I was making at the time. And it was the exact same position that was in the email that I had just saw. So I just was like, this is not a coincidence. So I just told her, I was like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. She's like, what? I'm like, I'll do it. I don't care. Like, I'm just going to do it. So she said, okay. And she said, you know, I filled out my profile and did all the things I needed to do. And that same day at work, she submitted me. And the manager called me like an hour later. I was still at work, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I ran into the supply room and I told her, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. And she was like, no, we could just do a really quick interview. Just, you know, let me know. Can you do A, B, and C? The interview was like 3 minutes, landed my first contract. And then I came out the supply room and went to the computer and wrote up my 2 weeks notice. And that was it. Like, I was done, and I was officially a travel nurse.
Oh my gosh. What a story. For everyone who's listening, because we were just talking about how Sarah and I become friends, I had never heard that story before. So first of all, I'm so sorry about your dad. I also lost my dad to cancer, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Oh my gosh.
Secondly, I am so glad that you got out of that job and that situation. That is not nursing. That's not why we do this. That's not how any nurse manager should ever treat a nurse. I'm so sorry you went through that. And thirdly, how you got into your travel assignment. First of all, that's totally your dad. That's so cool that he was like messages and like that was all aligned for you. I think that's awesome. And I'm super glad you got into travel and got out of that. But that is such a cool story. I'm so glad you did that.
Yeah, it was just so crazy how everything just really fell into place for me. And it ended up being an amazing assignment. And, you know, it allowed me to be able to move to a city closer to, you know, my mom, because my mom needed me, but I needed her. Like, I didn't like being so far away from my family after I had just lost the most important person in my life. So it allowed me to move closer to my family, and it gave me the income to help support my mom, because she was just, I mean, she couldn't keep up with the bills, obviously. And then it also gave me the freedom to take the time off that I needed, because I just needed time to cope with everything. I never really grieved my father because I was so busy taking care of him as his hospice nurse. I needed that time off to just grieve him. And so travel nursing gave me so much. Like, I mean, I know I'm the six-figure travel nurse, and that's great. The money's good. And a lot of people think that's why I jumped into travel nursing. But no, like, travel nursing just really pulled me out of a terrible, terrible situation. And it ultimately just made me happy. And that's why I'm so passionate about getting other people to jump into travel nursing. Because if you're unhappy with, you know, where you're at or your job, or if you just want more freedom to travel or vacation, or you don't want to work night shift, whatever it may be, like, travel nursing gives you the freedom and autonomy to just take control of your life.
Definitely. I think it was a really smart idea for you to get into it. And we love it too. And I can totally see how that would give you some more freedom and some time. And I'm so glad you did that, Sarah. Oh, that's what I'm Well, you were kind of starting to talk about it, but let's hear everything about it. So you have your six-figure program, and I know that's probably super appealing to the audience. So can you share about the program, how it came to be, and then where people can find all of your information?
Oh, yeah, of course. So basically, the program came about, let's see, I mean, when I, so like I said, I jumped into travel nursing, like, truly. I didn't do very much research. I kind of knew what it was, but I just jumped in it based on faith, because everything was falling into place for me. And unfortunately, because I did that, I ran into a lot of issues my first year as a travel nurse. I struggled. And my first year, I wanted to quit because I ran into like housing issues that left me homeless, like last minute canceled contracts. My very first contract, I thought I was getting paid a ton of money, but then after working there for a couple of months, I realized that the other travel nurses were making $500 more a week than me. So I was like completely bamboozled by my recruiter. So I ran into a ton of issues. And after a year, I was just like, I really don't want to do this anymore. And the fact is, majority of travel nurses actually do quit within the first year because it's just like not what they expected. And they run into so many obstacles and they just don't know what they don't know. And the only reason why I'm at where I'm at now and doing so great is because over the last 4 years, I've learned from all of the rookie mistakes that I made. I was just super naive. And then, of course, I've actually learned a lot from my boyfriend, who is a travel nurse recruiter. So basically, when I started my Instagram, I was just giving tips, like just trying to help as many people as I could, because so many of my friends were like, well, yeah, I tried travel nursing for one assignment, but it was like disastrous. And my contract was canceled, or I didn't know how to negotiate my contract. So I didn't make like any money or whatever it may be. And after helping, you know, friends, they started referring a bunch of people to me. And then before I knew it, my Instagram was just blowing up and my messages were just like, I mean, I had 300-400 messages with people asking questions about like, how do I become a travel nurse? Like, where do I start? How do I negotiate my contract? And I was like, you know what? I'm repeating myself over and over and over again. And I want to help as many people as I can. So the best solution to this problem is to create a course that has everything all in one place. And so basically that's what it is. It's basically a course to help nurses who are ready to jump into the travel nursing industry, but they don't quite know where to start. And even travel nurses who are currently traveling, but they're not happy with their situation and they need that like extra help and guidance, because unfortunately, like on the web and on Google or, you know, whatever, there's a lot of like misinformation. There's some good information and there's also some not so great information. So the course just has everything you need in one place. It also has advice from experts. It includes an exclusive podcast that has transparent, unbiased, unfiltered advice from experts all throughout the industry. And then of course you get one-on-one mentoring from me, because when I initially started in travel nursing, I just wish I knew someone else that was a travel nurse that could help me and that could just tell me. There's so many, travel nursing can be so difficult, but it's actually really simple once you know what to do. And I didn't have that person to like mentor me and guide me and tell me how to do the very basic things. And it just resulted in me struggling a lot and honestly just losing a ton of money. So yeah, that's how the course came about. Just me wanting to help others who wanted to jump into travel nursing.
I love that. I also think that one of the best resources that you offer truly is that one-on-one mentorship, because you are so right. So many people, and that's probably why I would say 70% of the Facebook groups that have to do with travel healthcare were created, is because there's somebody out there who's gotten burned. There's one traveler out there who needed somebody's help and couldn't find it. And I love that social media has given us the opportunity to be there for one another and to be able to offer that kind of support and put what we've learned into these comprehensive programs for other people so that it's not tough anymore. And it's kind of like, it's so nursey, isn't it too, to create a community? Like, of course, we're the ones that are like trying to help and trying to be there. Like it's just so aligned with our profession. But I think it's really important. And as we talk about social too, I started this by telling everybody, you know, you're an incredible influencer on social media. So can you talk about that? Because that word to me is such a funky word. Like, I'm not sure if I really like the word influencer, but you definitely are one. You have an incredible following. So what does it mean to you, and how do you communicate, or I guess what messages do you want your audience and your following to hear, other than just like your six-figure program and the travel stuff? But what else? What do you want them to know about you?
I think it's so crazy that you mentioned that, because when I started my Instagram less than a year ago, And I honestly was so against like social media or whatever. I just wasn't that type of person, but I started it because my friends and family couldn't keep up with me. I was always traveling and doing whatever. And they were like, where are you at? What are you doing? Start an Instagram so you can at least like post pictures. And so I just started it with the intention of like, okay, my mom's going to follow me and that's fine. I didn't think anything.
Like, yeah, that's sweet.
I was totally fine with just my mom just following me and liking my pictures. But then I realized that I started gaining a lot of followers because I realized that a lot of people can relate to me. They can relate to my struggles. And a lot of people have messaged me and said just like, thank you for representing minorities. And it just really came to my, like, I just never, until I looked up the statistic the other day, I realized that there's only 9% of Black nurses in the medical field. And less than 1% of us have a graduate degree. And that was mind blowing to me. I was just like, wow, is there really only 1% of people doing the same thing as me? And I was like, we need more representation because unfortunately we're just not represented very much like on social media or in the medical field at all. And a perfect example, I actually posted about it the other day on my Instagram, was when I walked into my patient's room and she legitimately thought I was a housekeeper. She told me to please clean up the bathroom and pick up the trash. And it was like a reality check, like, wow. I was like, ma'am, I'm your nurse. And she was shocked that me being Black, that I could be her nurse. And it just made me realize that day that we definitely need more representation and people need to see more minorities doing things in the medical field and getting an education. It just needs to become like more of a more common and popular thing. So I'm glad that I'm able to represent minorities that are in the medical field on social media. So that, I think that part is the influencer part when it comes to my Instagram part, because my Instagram account, because that is just so much bigger than me. And I think that's why so many people have followed me, because they're just able to relate to me. They're able to relate to my struggles and they're inspired by me. And the fact is, I started where everyone else started. You know, a lot of people are super inspired, like, oh, you're doing great things. You're an entrepreneur. You have your master's degree, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But I started where you were. Like, I was that nursing student that cried when she wasn't accepted into nursing school. And I went through so many different struggles. So I just want people to know that I've definitely been through there, been through all the struggles that you're going through, and you can get to where I am.
That is such a story. I'm just blown away by you, Sarah. First of all, I had no idea that was the case. First of all, that has never crossed my mind, especially with you and I being friends. That didn't even cross my mind that was a thing. So I'm glad you just shared that. Second, that story that you were telling, that blows my mind. I mean, that honestly just really blows my mind. So I guess we still have a long way to go when it comes to public education and decency. And I'm just really glad that you just spoke to all of those things, because that's not okay. And I'm really glad that you are a voice, because isn't she so well-spoken, everybody? No one can respond to me, but I'm so glad you are a voice for your community, because it's in our community. It just shouldn't be like that. So I'm really glad that you are a voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. What would you say? We were talking about a book recommendation and maybe some food and some beverage recommendations. So where are you right now? Because I know where you're at, but we'll talk about where you're at now and kind of what you recommend in those realms. Because I love the book recommendation. Dylan Collier actually gave me that idea on a podcast, because I love that, because travelers are traveling all the time. So why not have a good read or a good audiobook? And then food and beverage, because hello, like, we're all foodies. You know? So do you have any recommendations for those three things?
For sure. As for books, right now, a book that I'm reading is called 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do by Amy Morin. And I actually originally picked up the book to see if it would, like, so it would help me in my personal life, because even though my dad passed away 4 years ago, it seems like it was yesterday. And I think about it all the time. And So I just wanted to just be mentally stronger, and I could relate to the author because she wrote the book after her mom and her fiance passed away, and she basically talks about how she coped with it. But after reading the book, it just changed my mindset and my perspective in every aspect in my life. Like, it changed my perspective, like, in my personal life, in my love life, in my life, like, as a travel nurse. Like, my business started doing better once I started implementing these tips. But just some of the 13 things she says mentally strong people don't do is, like, number one, don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself. Don't shy away from change. I think that's super important for travel nurses for sure. Don't fear taking calculated risks. That was important for me when I created the travel nursing course and just getting it out there and telling people about it, not being afraid of people judging me or saying it's not good enough, because now that it's out, people are absolutely loving it and it's changing lives. So that was, like, huge for me once I implemented it. And don't give up after the first failure. And let's see, don't resent others for their success. There's tons of really great tips in that book. So I love that book. It's such a good read.
Ugh, yeah, I love that last one that you said. That's awesome. I'm all about celebrating others, women, supporting other women. And so not resenting others for their success, I think, is a wonderful one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm going to share that out with our Wanderly following, too, if that's okay with you, that book.
Oh, yeah, it's such a good book.
Okay, cool. And we should talk about food and drink. And what people should probably know is that Sarah and I grabbed lunch and we ordered appetizers. So much food. We almost ordered two meals each. We had had a good time. And our next plan to hang out is, of course, we're going to have a bachelor night, which we both agree is trash television, but it's going to be fun. Everyone still likes it. So whatever. And we're just going to have a girls' night. But do you have any of your favorite spots you want to share?
So right now we're in the LA area. I think honestly, I love brunch. I'm such a brunch person, and you are too. And one of my favorite brunch places is actually called Mama Shelter in downtown LA. Have you ever been there?
Ooh, no, I haven't been there. I've never even heard of that. And I feel like I've come across a lot of spots.
Yes, it is. Okay, me and you will go. Yes, but I love it because it's super cute, and they have this huge, like, rooftop that just overlooks LA, and there's just, like, these long stretched out, like, bean bags, and it's just super relaxed and good music, good cocktails, great happy hour. I love Mama Shelter, so I would say that's definitely one of my top places in LA to go to. I go there all the time.
Love that. I got to try it now, but we're going to go together.
And then for food recommendations, I would say in Long Beach, there's this place called The Attic. And once again, they have an amazing brunch, but they're known for their mac and cheese that has hot Cheetos in it. It sounds disgusting, but
yum. No, that sounds so good.
I went there like 3 or 4 times before I ever tasted it, because I was like, that looks gross. But then I finally tasted it, and it's seriously the best mac and cheese I've ever had. And they have, like, all these different kinds. They have the kind with the Cheetos. They have one with a big, huge, like, chicken leg on top. They have ones with, like, bacon. But if you're in Long Beach or in the LA area, you definitely have to go to The Attic and taste their mac and cheese with the hot Cheetos. It's delicious.
I love that so much. I'm seriously there. I literally just looked at my phone calendar, like, I wonder what day I'm free that I could go to. Like, do they Postmates, you know, like, do they Postmates the Attic? Oh, that's so funny. Cool. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Of course.
This was so much fun. Do you have anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to share? I definitely want you to tell people where they can find you and sign up for your program. So I want you to include that. But anything else you want to share?
No, I think that's it. I think we covered just about everything. You guys can find me on Instagram at Sarah_Gaines. If you want to know more about the travel nurse course, you can, or just get travel nurse tips. I give free tips and resources daily on my Instagram, including how-to videos, as well as you can get more information at sarahgaines.com. That's it.
So cool. Isn't she cool, everybody? She's awesome, sister. Well, thank you so much for hopping on. Everybody, that is another episode of The Happy Traveler. Thank you so much for listening. That's Sarah Gaines. Go check her out. She's an awesome resource. And go look at all the places that she just told us about, the books and the food and the drinks, because she knows her stuff and we've hung out and she's awesome. So I can't wait to hang out with you again. But everybody, that's another episode of The Happy Traveler. Thanks so much. We'll have another episode for you next week.